Happy New Year, Milton. We took a bit of a break from This Week in Milton, but we're finally back in time for our first episode of 2021. I'm Cameron Wilkinson. Our guest this week is Town Councilor for Ward 2, John Chaloner. Now, John, the big news this past week locally and I guess provincially is the shutdown and these new stay-at-home orders. A lot more things had to close, especially for the town of Milton. How does this affect the town and the residents hoping to use its services?
The big impact, I think, is around recreational services. Basic services provided to taxpayers will continue because they can be done online or from home. But recreational services, it's a big impact. It's a big financial impact. And obviously, it's an impact on the mental health and the physical health of a lot of people, and it's quite severe. I mean, we're into a total lockdown again. When we come out, not really sure. But, you know, I think that we're going to continue to sort of see these waves, maybe third, fourth, or fifth wave, before we get everybody, you know, properly vaccinated at some point in the fall. So it is our new reality that's rather unfortunate. And it's going to have a significant impact on the town's finances as well.
Now, looking ahead to the future, John, obviously the town of Milton is going to need to plan things out if it wants to keep up with its needs financially. That planning is likely going to start on Monday with the first town council meeting of 2021. What's happening on Monday night?
Yeah, so we're looking at some more residential and commercial development opportunities on Monday. And this is a positive because the town needs to continue to have a recurring revenue stream to pay for the things that we all want. And it's being impacted right now by the shutdown in terms of some of the services can no longer be provided. And so it's really important that we continue with the growth agenda from a commercial and residential standpoint that helps to pay the bills. And, you know, beyond that, of course, you know, that's real planning, long-term planning is also important, and so we're continuing in 2021 to have the discussions around secondary plans like the Milton Education Village and the official plan, and we'll have, we hope in the next couple of years, our first new official plan in more than 25 years.
And before I let you go, John, I'd imagine you had a pretty quiet New Year's.
It was pretty quiet. Stayed at home like most Miltonians. It was an unusual New Year's. Hope not to be repeated, but certainly was a safe one, and everybody's healthy here, and I anticipate we'll be that way as we wait for our shots.
All right, John, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for joining me.
Take care.
That is Town Councilor for Ward 2, John Chaloner, joining me on episode 29 of This Week in Milton. There are public meetings on Monday night as well for the Town Council meeting. It'll be interesting to hear what residents have to say about the development locally. We'll have a preview up on our website on Monday morning for that. Until then, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.